This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But we had Mary Kay on at 8:22. She was wonderful with us, even though she was on vacation in Wyoming, for crying out loud. She's going to go to Yellowstone today. And you asked the question because we got something said to us. The gambling places, the sports book, they send us, how many different emails do we get a day? We probably get a dozen different emails a day with lines because they want us to mention the sports books and things like that. And we're sports talk hosts, for crying out loud. And Kevin Stefanski's odds were the fifth best to the, what, BetOnline AG, was it?
Oh,
was it the Caesars? Which one?
Oh, it's fourth.
Fourth best. Yeah. Fourth best odds to be fired this year.
To be the first coach fired.
To be the first coach fired
now,
this year. Thank
he
you.
He then had the seventh best odds to be the third coach fired.
And of course.
And then the weird one that I don't understand at all. He had the best odds to be the fifth coach fired. I don't know where they get these from.
You can gamble on anything out there. So he had the best. He had the fourth best odds to be the first coach fired in the NFL. Lima asked Mary Kay the question. Mary Kay says, no dice.
The philosophy, of course, this year is to kind of return to the Kevin Stefanski offense. So they're emphasizing, again, not only two tight ends, but three tight ends at times. And the running game is going to be back in full force. So those are the areas where they committed more resources, more draft picks than they did in the receiving core right now. And, of course, they brought Deontay Johnson on board, but he's going to really have to come out there in training camp and prove that he deserves this job. So that will be an interesting thing to watch.
So this year is not make or break for Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry.
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are, but I think it's basically a season of exploration and, I mean, winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. So I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
More audio of that, 92.3thefan.com. You can find it on the free Odyssey app as well when you use the absolutely free rewind function. It's great. You can also still do a coming in hotline that's right next to the listen live button if you want to do that and leave us a voicemail with how much you hated the interview or loved the interview or how much crazy it seems to be that Kevin Stefanski would or wouldn't be on the hot seat. Now, I brought this up to you before. I think there has to be some sort of ramifications. We can't just keep doing this same thing that we've been doing because – Lima, you had an excellent point right before the show that I want to get to everybody at 9:45 about this front office and where it's been or hasn't been really over the last decade, because there's certain members of this front office that have been through a couple of general managers. At some point, the scoreboard's up there, and you have to answer for being on the losing end of that. Not just to placate your fans. You know, I could sit here and talk smart football stuff and be, well, you guys don't really know. No, eventually, you guys, it's an entertainment business. You pour your heart and souls into these three teams, and if they can't get that job done, somebody's going to have to answer for it. So it's insulting to say after 6 years, you guys don't know what you're talking about, he should be fine. I think that we could be a little understanding about all this and say, hey, he got his offense ripped out from underneath him yet last year. They had to change coaches who he really liked. They had to change his offensive line coaches, who is arguably the second most important coach that they have other than Kevin. And they hired Boobery to replace him, that they had to basically replace without telling anybody halfway through the year. We've been over that dead corpse a million times. But damn it, there is a laundry list of who I find to be good coaches who have lists a mile long themselves of reasons why they still could have kept their job or why they were sabotaged out of their own job, whether it be self-sabotage or on purpose or whatever. And Kevin could be one of those guys. So to tell fans, see, this is where I hate it, where to tell fans, well, there's no hot seat. Nobody's worried about anything. Don't you worry about anything. You can't worry about anything. Okay, I'll do that. We'll talk Guardians then. We'll do what we've been talking about with the Guardians. I'll come back to you when you take yourself seriously. The whole argument. And I don't want to do that.
Is it a win total? Let me ask you this. A win total, is that what's, like, is there a number? Or
that's what I wanted to ask.
Is it how the young quarterbacks look? Like, is there a way the young quarterbacks could look good and then lose a lot of games?
I'm tired of this being subjective. There has to be something there that is right there. Boom. This is what you're judged by. I mean, ultimately, Tone, we live in a world where you and I are judged by certain things that I can go subjectively,
well,
whatever.
Yes. Okay, hold
we
on.
Are judged by that.
What's the gauntlet here to start the season? So let's say it's Joe Flacco that starts the season, and everyone has talked about the first six games for, you know, how difficult this is going to be for the Browns, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they go 1-5 in the first six. I'm not saying blown out or anything like that. They go 1-5. They just don't. They don't perform that well. It's Cincinnati. It's Baltimore. It's Green Bay. It's Detroit. It's Minnesota.
You're giving me my whole argument. What I've been saying for months, by the way.
Okay, so let's say they go 1-5, 2-4, whatever. And start. Then they go, well, okay, season's over already. At 1-5, most you're thinking the season's over with this roster and everything.
Yeah, I know.
So now you go to one of the young guys. Let's say Pickett's not here anymore. Or let's say it's Pickett that starts out 1-5, 2-4.
Good God.
And Flacco's not here. Now we go to Shador or Gabriel. We'll let the fans decide what makes sense for the argument. Whatever. Let's say they go to one of those guys and they go 500 the rest of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here. Okay, so that's 11 games. All right, so they go 5-6 the rest of the year. That's a 6-11 record for the season. You keeping Kevin Stefanski in that hypothetical? Because I think that's a hypothetical that is legitimate. If one of the young quarterbacks is decent.
How do we feel at the end of the year? I mean, we kept two.
What did we do when Baker got in finally? And then they went, what, 500 or maybe a little worse the rest of the year? We felt really good.
Yeah, but I didn't feel that great at the end of the year when they kept Eric Mangini because he won four in a row. And I felt that we were just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, but I was at a station that no one was listening to at the time, so nobody gave a damn what I thought. There, listen, we can move these things around. None of this is concrete. I think he's got to get the 7 games. I think he's got to get the 7 wins. Give me the 7 wins. You told me before, is the roster, I hate asking a bunch of questions, but here we go. Is the roster worse than what it was last year? Do you believe? Yes, no. Do you believe the roster is worse than what it was last year? Say what you mean.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about the rookies. Okay. I mean, I like the draft, but no.
So
I
think as of right now,
they got no JOK. They got no Nick Chubb. The offensive line's a year later, and they're all old.
A lot of people agree with you. I bet a lot of people agree with you. A lot of people agree. I don't think that means their record's going to be worse than last year, because I don't think that there was any effort really in December.
Right. They're trying to lose.
But
they
do not have a better roster than what they had last year. Okay, that's one reason. The other reason is exactly what you said with the quarterbacks. That's why I think it's imperative to start Joe Flacco, because I want to keep the mind in the hearts of the veterans on my football team, because I think he's got to reach a certain point to be safe. Even if I didn't like Kevin and Andrew personally, which I do, even if I didn't, because there was one guy I didn't like personally, and that's pretty well known, I don't like changing coaches. I don't like just firing guys. And I really especially hate if we go into halfway through the season and Lyman gives me like a 1-5 scenario and then we switch him out halfway through the year. Because that to me is that now you've really sunk your ship and you shouldn't have done that. Like, I totally agree. Mary Kay is right, and I agree with the Browns on this point. They do not start the season off. They are right now not on the hot seat. You are not thinking about firing them guys. Because if you were, you should have done that in January. So that's not a consideration. My whole consideration is this. What do you do after this season? How do I prove that these philosophies work? Because I'm telling you, if this roster ain't that great, which you say it isn't, you get the 7 games with this schedule, you get the 7 wins, somebody's going to have to play well, and then I can make arguments. Then I can tell you. Then I can feel a little bit better about it. We could still be looking for a quarterback. But it's got to make this thing look better for the future of it. Maybe you take your two first-round picks, you move up, get a quarterback. Or you know what? Maybe if you win 7 games, and by what you said, you end up being 500 or just above 500, just flip it over to 6-5. You know damn well, Tone, we're going to be talking about Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders and whether or not they deserve to control the offense. I will hope that Cedric Tillman has stepped up then and has become a nice weapon for this football team. Maybe Jamari Thrash becomes a third option. I'm probably wishing in one hand and you know what in the other and all that, but maybe it happens. Quinshon Judkins will have had to have played well. The offensive line will have had to have played well. So yeah, I want him to be successful, because even if I didn't like the two guys, I still don't like switching coaches. It's all you're doing is making fans who are angry happy, but I don't know if the new guys coming in are going to be any better. How many times have we switched out guys for worse or just as bad? So many times. So I think that they got to get the 7 wins. And if they don't get the 6, boy, you better have a lot of evidence. In the words of Nick Wilson, you better be ready to show your work to that fan base about why everybody should come back in 2026, because damn it, it's going to start to look the same thing over and over again by that time, especially after you get done saying what you're going to say at 9:45 about certain members of that front office. 216-474-0092. Do you believe that there is a threshold that they have to, a win threshold that they have to reach to be safe? That, and go with me on this. I have a wild-ass theory about the second biggest star in basketball right now in America, and why it might be a good thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers and for Cleveland fans. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.